Interspersed between some discussion differentiating the Erev Chatzeros, which is the Erev food that's shared between houses that open up into a common courtyard to be able to carry in that space, versus the Erev Tchumen, which we've been discussing over the last number of dapim, to extend one's boundary on Shabbos. The Gemara teaches us a number of guiding principles for making decisions in Halacha. On Amud Beis, two principles we will focus on in this discussion are, number one, Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechavero, the Halacha follows Rabbi Akiva whenever there's a debate between Rabbi Akiva and any individual chacham, an individual sage, the Halacha always follows Rabbi Akiva. A few lines later, we have the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda having a debate with Rabbi Meir, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav Asher Weiss has a fantastic piece in Parshas Nitzavim, Tavshin Ayin Vav, where he discusses the Tefillah of Avinu Malkenu, which we know is said on fast days, and in particular during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. In the final stanza of Avinu Malkenu Chaneinu Va'aneinu, we say, Im Kevanim, if we are like sons, Im Ke'avadim, or we're like servants. Presumably these are mirroring the Avinu and Malkenu that we say, our father, our king, that we say right at the beginning of the entire Tefillah. Two relationship modes between the Jewish people and Hashem. Rabbi Weiss points us to a Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Lamed Vav, that this text in Avinu Malkenu seems to be rooted in a fundamental machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda holds, there's a pasuk in Devarim Perek Yedal, it says, Banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem, we are sons to Hashem our God. This is in the context of Losis Godadu. And this is conditional, says Rabbi Yehuda. To be called a son, we have to be noeg, we have to act like a son. As Steinsaltz writes in his Perush in the Gemara, he explains, what does it mean? To be davuk to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have to have a dveikus to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to cleave to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But by doing the opposite of this, we lose our title of being a son. Whereas Rabbi Meir in the Gemara holds over there, we are always called banim, no matter our behavior. Now, plug in our principle in the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Meir. We follow Rabbi Yehuda, therefore we aren't banim when we aren't behaving such. So how then can we say, Avinu, Malkenu, Chatanu, if we're sinning, how can Hashem be our father? So there's a tshuva of the Rashba in Chelak Aleph, Siman Kuf Tzadik Dalet, where he says that we actually paskin like Rabbi Meir in this case, because Rabbi Meir was more medayik, was more exacting in translating the pasuk. Nevertheless, this says Rav Asher Weiss, it's a big chiddush to say like we paskin Rav Meir. It goes against the rule that we always follow Rav Yehuda in this machlokas, and no other Rishon suggests the mainstream. There's a sifri in the mainstream psakim. There's a sifri in Parshas Hazinu, Piska Gimel, in the pasuk Shiches Lo Banim Umam. Says Rav Meir in the Medrash, Afal Pishe Malay Mumim Kurim Banim, that even though they're filled with blemishes, they're still called banim. But then in a twist, Rav Yehuda comes and seems to add, Ein Mehamumim Shenamar Lo Banamum, they don't have blemishes because it says they don't Lo Banamumam. There's no blemishes in the sun. Namar Zer Mereim Banim Meshchisim. So they're still called banim even when they're Meshchisim, even when they're corrupt. So this puts Rav Yehuda on the other end even more than Rabbi Meir. And there's a Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Tumas Saras and Paraches Alach Alf that the Sifra is more authoritative than the Tosefta, from which we receive the principles of Psak Halacha, and Sifri would presumably be treated the same way, meaning we'd follow Rabbi Meir / Rabbi Yehuda in the Sifri. Another proof to this is the Gemara Baba Basra in Yerubim Beis, which records a conversation between the evil Turnus Rufus and Rabbi Akiva, where Turnus Rufus asks Rabbi Akiva, if Hashem loves the poor, why doesn't he just give them what they need, provide for them? Rabbi Akiva gives a beautiful mashal of a king who gets angry at his son. He puts his son in jail and tells the guards not to give him food or drink. Somebody else comes along and gives the person in jail over there food and drinks. So would the king not send a gift to that person after the fact? And we're called banim, from banim atem l'shem elokeichem. So we see that title never leaves. So then Turnus Rufus says, but we see the Jews are called avadim, sometimes they're called servants, when they don't follow the will of Hashem. We don't ever see Rabbi Akiva actually stepping down. You look also to the Gemara, he doesn't actually step down from his psak. We're called banim no matter what we do, and guiding principle number one from today was halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechavero. So if you follow Rabbi Akiva there, they were always called banim. Who were Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda? They were Rabbi Akiva's students. When he restarted it all in the aftermath of the deaths of his thousands of other students. Therefore, we can say Avinu in Avinu Malkenu, for we will always be Hashem's children no matter what we do.